Hello.
Hello, is this Corey?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from Royco Construction. We were replacing your roof today, and we just we were replacing your roof today. We just finished removing the roof from your house on Street.
What are you talking about?
Well, we just removed the roof.
Why would you do that?
Well, because there was an order placed.
Are you calling the right number?
I believe so. Is this Corey?
This is Corey. Yeah.
At 23rd Street.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. We just removed the roof from your house, and I'm just calling to check on the style of shingles you want. Did you want the rounded?
Wait. I don't understand what's going on. I never authorized anyone to do anything to my house.
Oh, no.
Hello?
We received a call, and they placed an order.
From who?
They said their name was Corey.
No, this is completely wrong. I never called anyone.
Okay, well...
What company are you with?
Royco Construction.
What's Royco Construction?
We're a roofing...
I've never even spoken to anyone there.
Okay, well, somebody used your name then, and they placed an order to have your roof removed.
Wait, since when does anyone remove a roof based on a phone call anyway? I don't understand what this is about.
Okay.
Is this a joke?
No, it's of course not. No, we finished removing the roof, and I just needed to ask a question about the shingles before we put the new roof on.
Listen, there's not even anyone... Wait, this has got to be a joke.
Why do you
Royco?
Say that?
Royco? R-O-Y-C-O?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a joke. I hope you haven't done this as a joke or something, because...
No.
We just spent a lot of time and effort and money taking this roof off.
No one has authorized that. That is my house. I have not spoken to anyone with your company.
Well, someone's going to pay for this. It's not going to be me.
Well, it's not going to be me. I didn't authorize anyone to take my roof, and you have to fix what you've done that is actually something that happened.
No, now you're telling me you're not going
to
pay.
I will go to court on this.
We're not going to put a roof on if you're not going to pay, so forget it. We're going to leave.
You can't take the roof off my house and leave it in the state that it's in. If you did do something like that, then I will take you to court. I need the information for your company.
Okay, well, we're not going to put a new roof on because you just told me you're not going to pay.
I am not going to pay for anything that I didn't authorize to be done. I have no idea where this phone call is coming from or who you spoke to, but you don't start work like that without having a signed contract in place.
You just don't understand how the roofing business works, because this is how we do it.
No, and I understand how most businesses work, okay? You don't go onto somebody's property without authorization.
Well, why'd you call
that
and ask us to do this if you didn't want it done?
Pardon me?
Well, why did you call and ask us to do this if you didn't want it done?
I didn't call anyone. I called no one. No. I don't know what you're talking about.
They called from your number. It showed on caller ID.
If you operate your business this way, you're not going to be in business for very long.
We've been in business for 25 years now. I've been doing roofing. So I'm pretty sure my business is here to stay.
And you've been doing roofing, going to people's houses, replacing their roofs based on a phone call.
Yeah, and it's never been a problem until you came along and decided you're not going to pay us for the work we just did. So we're leaving.
What is your name?
We're leaving. My name is Roy. We're leaving. We're not going to put your roof on. We're just going to leave.
Your name is Roy, and you're with a company called Royco.
Correct. Royco Construction. In business for 25 years now. 26 years this November. So I know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're doing at my house.
I'm not even going to pick up the shingles out of the yard.
What you're saying is that I can call you and I can tell you to go to my neighbor's house and you'll go and do whatever I tell you to do over the phone with nothing signed?
If you do that, that's illegal and we'll have you arrested.
Yeah, well, someone has done something illegal here, so we need to find out.
I know you're the one that placed the original call because I recognize your voice.
I didn't place the original call. I think you're a criminal is what you are. And if you touch my house, I'm going after you.
Oh, is that a threat? Fuck. Coming after me. Holy shit.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jeannie?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from Royco Construction. We were doing some work at your house this morning.
You're doing work at our house?
Yeah, we just removed your roof. And we just removed your roof over here on...
Not my house.
Oh.
No.
You don't live You don't live at 23rd Street?
Yeah, but I have not approved any roof work and no one has been working here.
Oh, well, I think maybe your husband called in then because we just removed the roof.
No one's here at my house. I'm in my house.
Oh, well, we're outside the house. We're not inside the house. We just removed the roof, though. We took off the entire roof.
I didn't hear you here.
Oh, well, we're pretty quiet. You know, we have good tools and...
Okay, look, I don't know what's going on, but there's no one outside my front yard or anything. No truck.
We're in the backyard.
No one's been on my roof. You're not in my backyard. I can see you in my backyard.
We pulled the trucks around to the back.
Not in my house, you didn't.
Oh, come on.
Okay, I don't know what this is about, but I will report this. Oh. You can't get to my backyard. You either have the wrong person or have the wrong house.
Okay. Hey, listen, I'm just kidding around. I just called your husband and said the same thing to him, and he freaked out. I'm surprised he hasn't called you yet.
He's not freaked out. Like, who is this?
He is, too. He's threatening me with court and saying he's going to come and get me and stuff. It was hilarious.
So, okay, who is this calling?
My name is Roy.
Roy from where?
I'm just a guy. I'm not with a company. I'm just a prank caller.
Okay.
I'm just messing with you guys.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
I was hoping you wouldn't be home, so, you know, you'd think I took your roof off. But you're home. You messed it up.
Okay, what is this about? Like, why are you calling, and who? What number exactly did you call?
Well, I called your cell phone number.
My husband. Oh, so I have your cell phone number, Roy.
No, you don't. It's my home number. It's my home number on your caller ID. Silly.
Oh, your home number.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And what number did you call for my husband?
I called his cell phone number, the 0649.
And what cell phone? What is it?
0649.
0649 what?
You want the whole number? I can't give that out over the phone. You might be some kind of a hacker or identity thief or something.
Okay.
So I'm not going to tell you the whole number.
Okay, I'm keeping it. Go ahead. Keep talking. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm talking. Why? What I need?
So you are removing our roof, and you came in from the back.
No. Listen, it was a prank. The whole thing's a prank. There's no roof removed. You know that.
So you're calling as a prank.
Correct.
Okay, so that is illegal, you know.
It's a joke.
You're misrepresenting. No, it's not a joke. It's actually illegal.
Oh, come on. It's not illegal.
It's not illegal to misrepresent yourself?
No, it's not. It's not illegal to lie.
Oh, okay. No, it's not lying. You're misrepresenting yourself.
I think that's the same thing.
That is illegal. No. Okay, well, when you're in court, that's illegal.
I'm going to tell... When I'm in court, I'm going to tell the judge. I'm going to just be like, it's just a joke. Get it? And he'll laugh.
Okay.
He'll laugh and he'll say, case closed, and he'll bang his gavel.
Okay, you need to stop calling the number.
Okay,
this is not okay. You're some kind of sick person. I understand. But you need to stop.
Okay?
I'm telling you, you need to stop and go get help. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to go get help right now.
I do not want grass. I do not want grass.
But it's good for the earth. It's good for the earth, man.
I do not want grass.
I know. I said it was a very drained bottle.
I do not want grass.
Roy,
I don't give a damn who did it. You made the mistake.
Ma'am.
I did it.
Ma'am.
What?
Ma'am.
Roy.
Ma'am.
Said it was a very drained bottle.
Ma'am. Poodle.
Oh yeah.
I was cleaning your tree.
I don't want any grass. I don't have any grass. I don't know how many times I have to say this to you. I do not want grass.
Hello there, everybody. You're listening to the Snowplow Show, number 867. It's brought to you by Catalyst, Spaceball One, SimSpeak, Cactus Mike, and yet another Patreon idiot that I can't stand. That's their name, okay? It's not me being mean to you guys. It's this listener with this name. They're putting words in my mouth. Before we get started, I was on a live show on Saturday. It's called The Collective, and it's where a bunch of people just get together and take turns making prank calls. And it lasted about 3 hours. I might have done 3 or 4 phone calls on it. I know I made at least one person panic a little bit. So go listen to that. I'll put a link in the show notes. It's over at prankcast.com. But just look for the February 8th, 2025 episode of The Collective. That show happens every Saturday. One of these days I'm going to host it. Maybe. I'm going to read an email that I got here from Steven. It looks like I labeled it Missed Connections. I've got like 3 or 4 emails in here I've been meaning to read on the air, but then next thing you know, I don't do a snowplow show for almost a month, and they're all building up. Anyway, this one says, "Hi, I was friends with a guy named Jeff Talent that made a prank call tape in Knoxville around the late 80s, early 90s. I believe it was called the Happy Telephone Caller. Jeff passed in 2007. I'm desperately trying to find some digital recordings of this. There was some uploaded on MySpace, but nothing now. I'm willing to pay if you could find some of it." That's why I'm doing this, you guys. I just want to get paid, all right? These calls were raunchy and the best. They called West Knox News a dirty bookstore. You'll laugh until you cry. Thank you, Steven. And I don't know, we've tried to help people find other old prank call groups and albums or whatever before in the past. So that's why I'm naming this episode of the Snowplow Show. It's called The Happy Telephone Caller. If you've ever heard of them, then send me an email or leave a comment wherever you're listening to this. And maybe we can find Steven's prank call group and have another old collection of prank calls to listen to. And if you are looking for The Happy Telephone Caller and you're just here because you Googled that, and I tricked you into coming here when I have no information, I'm sorry. It's Steven's fault. He's an asshole.
You've reached 58919. Please leave a message. If this is a telemarketing call, please do not leave a message. Thank you.
Don, it's your neighbor. It's Steve. Hello. Are you there? Pick up the phone. Don.
Hello?
Oh, thank goodness you picked
Hello?
Up. Hello, Don?
Don. Hello?
Don, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, why were you acting like you couldn't? It was
we get so many telemarketing calls and I couldn't your name came up on our television. I couldn't see it that well.
What did it say?
Huh?
What name?
I couldn't even read it.
Oh, was it Bruce?
Pardon me?
Or was it Barry?
Did you read my wife? Roy Deerbelly. Is that his name? What is your name?
It's Roy, but you can call me Steve. I'm just your neighbor. That's all.
You what?
I'm your neighbor. I live near you. I'm your neighbor.
Where do you live?
Just a few blocks away. I was in your tree. The tree in your yard? The bigger one? I was trying to take care of it. I had a mishap.
I can't hear you too well. You've been over my house?
Yeah, well, I was up in your tree. I ran an extension cord up in your tree, and I had that plugged into the outside outlet on your house.
No, I don't remember that. Well, how long ago was that?
Oh, this is it just happened a minute ago.
Oh!
Yeah, and like, man, I must have used the wrong gauge of extension cord, because the fire chased me up the tree.
Are you sure you came to my house?
What's all that noise in the background? What is that? I hear a bunch of static.
Boy, we must have a bad connection because the phone's cracking and I can't hear you real well.
Are you on a landline or something?
Yes.
Well, that's the problem. Landlines are from the 1990s. You shouldn't be using a landline. It's 2020.
Well, we have a cell phone too, but I...
Yeah, it's 2025.
I still have the landline.
But why? Why have both? Why are you paying for two things?
Well, I know silly. We thought about changing, but
silly.
We haven't yet.
Yeah, no, you should change that. Then you'll be able to hear me.
Well, I usually can hear everybody, but right, it's, but the phone's crackling too, which it usually doesn't do.
Hmm. Are you trying to blame this all on me?
No, I don't know.
Can you go to your breaker box and it just hit the switch that I accidentally tripped?
Did I what?
Oh, go to the breaker box, the fuse box. Whatever it's called. Because I plugged the extension cord into your outside box. In your outside outlet, I mean. And I blew the circuit.
You did that tonight?
Yeah, I used too many gauges of the wires. And the fire, chased me up the tree. It was not fun. Let me tell you what.
Well, you know, we weren't home.
Where have you been?
Well, we weren't home. We were down in Rochester tonight. But our washer went off.
Oh, was the washer on the outside outlet circuit?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that doesn't even sound legal.
But now, where do you live?
I'm just down the road a little bit, like you're on East Road. You know? And I'm on Rochester Road.
Oh, you're on Rochester Road?
Yeah, but kind of behind you though. You know, if you cut through all the woods. I live in the neighborhood. You know the neighborhood back there.
But you're saying I should go out and check my box?
Well, just wherever your breaker box is.
Yeah.
Because I want to be able to plug in my extension cord later. I'm going to attach wires to some long metal rods and shove them in the ground. It's for a thing I'm doing.
Did you actually climb out to our outside box?
Oh, no. I was up in your tree. No, I'm talking about...
You were up in a tree?
Yeah, I'm just talking about the circuit breaker box in your house. And I'm sorry if I shut off your washing machine.
Oh, you're not with DCE, are you?
Oh, no. Nope. They said I'm not allowed to impersonate employees or wear any of their employee clothing anymore.
Well, I guess I'm so, you know, can you call me tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're not just not coming in very well.
I don't know. I feel like the conversation has gone, you know, okay. I can hear you.
You can. I'm having a tough time hearing you.
Well, it seems like you're responding to pretty much everything I say just perfectly as if you understand me. And you're lying. Hey. Can you tell that woman in the background just to shut her mouth?
Pardon me?
That woman in the background that's just yapping along while you're trying to talk.
That's my wife.
Oh, yeah. Tell her to shut up because you're on the phone, please.
Hey, you know.
You're on the phone.
I'm gonna hang up on you.
Like, no wonder you can't hear me because your wife's back there. Blah, 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 blah. You just tell her.
You're being very rude.
Well, she's being even ruder by interrupting our call. We're trying to have a nice conversation as men. And she's been talking constantly ever since I called. You just tell her to hush up her mouth.
Because I can't hear you and she doesn't know what's going on.
It's
because
she's...
Can you talk about either?
Can you hear your wife? Oh, I hung up. I was going to try and explain the problem to him. You're paying attention to your wife instead of your phone call. That's not how phone calls work, you big dummy. Now we're never going to get his washing machine fixed. Oh, that reminds me. I got a brand new voicemail on the Maytag washing machine line. But last time I called him, he wouldn't pick up. It went straight to voicemail. So I'm going to try him again.
Hey, this is Frank. Leave me a message and I'll call you back.
Goes straight to voicemail. So I need to try him during the day. Both times I've tried him have been more in the evening times. And it doesn't ring. It just goes straight to voicemail. So I don't know what he's trying to pull. Trying to play tricks with my totally legitimate washing machine repair line that only old people seem to call. I really want to know where my phone number is at. Like, is it on the washing machines themselves? And I'm just going to forever get calls on that number. But just really, really infrequently. Because I thought it was over. I thought they fixed it.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Jim! Jim, are you there? Hello, Jim? It's your neighbor. It's Steve. Hello? It's Steve calling. Jim, pick up the phone. Jim, are you there? Pick up your phone.
Hello?
Oh, thank goodness you picked up.
Yeah, no, I think you have the wrong number, though.
Oh,
so
you're not,
I'm not sure.
You're not Jim?
But I wanted to let you know that. So who are you looking for?
Oh, I was looking for Jim.
Jim?
Yeah.
No.
You don't live on Carolee?
No.
Okay, is that your dog in the background?
Yeah.
You tell that dog just to shut up. Tell it to shut its mouth.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to that. But I just wanted to make sure. Maybe you got a wrong number in your number somewhere.
Are you on a landline?
I am.
Oh, okay, how's the sound? You sound pretty good.
Yep, good.
You must have a modern phone.
Well, not necessarily for our purposes, but somebody else who needs it here.
Well, you at least have modern wiring, so congratulations on that.
I know. Well, I hope you can find the right number for Jim.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to move on to the next number. I was just making prank calls, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you have a good night.
Okay, thanks. You too. I love you.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Happy Super Bowl. That fucking dog. I'm going to pet that dog. Greg. Oh, I heard the Super Bowl playing in the background. Greg, you need to learn how to answer your phone.
You need to not learn how to talk.
Well, you need to first pick up the phone and then say hello. Don't do it the other way around, dummy. You got to give it a second. You know?
Who's calling? Just
count to one. This is your neighbor, Steve.
Who?
It's your neighbor, Steve. And I don't appreciate you treating me like that.
Who's this?
It's your neighbor, Steve.
Steve.
Look here, buddy. I've been trying to get on your Wi-Fi, and it's not been connecting tonight. What'd you do to it?
Who's this, Robin?
Excuse me, sir. I'm on the phone with you. Quit talking to Robin. Hey. Greg.
Who is this?
Greg. Oh, hey, Robin. Hey, Greg doesn't even know how to answer the phone. I think what he does is he says hello and he pushes the button at the same time. So he does it simultaneously, but it takes the phone a second to react. So I don't hear his hello, and then he doesn't hear me say hello, and then he hangs up, and he comes across looking like a real dummy. It's your neighbor. It's Steve.
We don't have a neighbor, Steve.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, hey, tell Greg in the background just to shut the fuck up, please, okay?
Where do you live? On what street?
Oh, don't worry about it. I was just trying to get on your Wi-Fi, and it usually works just fine, and tonight it's not working. So what'd you do to the modem?
Nothing.
Yes, you did. Who else would do it? I've got his work number, too, apparently. Let's see what picks up when I call that.
Thank you for calling Pool. We're sorry we're unable to take your call at this time. If you would like to leave a message for Greg, dial 12 followed by the pound sign.
Okay.
For Mike, dial 15 followed.
Your call is being transferred.
Hey, I didn't have to hit the pound sign. That system lied to me.
Your party is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Greg, listen here, buddy. Why don't you learn how to answer a phone? You can't even answer this phone either. God, what's your problem answering phones? Learn how to answer a phone, Greg. There we go. That made so much sense. He's probably going to have forgotten about it by then, because it's the Super Bowl. He's drinking it up, probably. Wow, busy signal. They must be using their AOL.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Ted, are you there? Hello. It's your neighbor. It's Steve. Hello. Pick up the phone. Pick it up. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. It's your neighbor, Ted or Barbara. Barbara, are you home? Hello? Ted, Barbara, Ted, Barbara, Ted, Barbara. Pick up, pick up, pick up. Pick up the extension phone. Pick it up. It's okay. I'm not a telemarketer. I'm your neighbor. Are you home? Ted. Whoa, wait. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, man, I heard a bunch of touch tones just now.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, did you hit
the... Yeah, who is this?
Did you hit the buttons?
Yeah, who is this?
Oh, my name's Steve. I'm with AT&T Wireless. One of our customers says they lost their cell phone and it's shown up at your house. So, can you get that...
Out at my house?
Yeah, can you put that phone out on the porch or something so they can come and retrieve it?
I don't have a phone here.
Well, no, it's showing up at your house, sir.
I do not have somebody's cell phone in my house.
Well, can you check your couch cushions? Go.
I do not have a cell phone in my house.
Well, that's weird because we show that you have a cell phone in your house and it doesn't belong to you. Maybe did Barbara take it from somebody?
Did Barbara take it from somebody? Who is this?
Well, did Barbara maybe, like, just get some sticky fingers?
I asked you a question. Who is this?
Oh, my name is...
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Steve. I'm with AT&T Wireless. And look, we have one of our customers. They just want their phone back. That's all.
I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
They might even give you a reward. Wouldn't that be nice? I think Barbara commanded him to hang up. It's late at night right now. I don't know if I've mentioned that before, but I'm waking these people up and then accusing them of ridiculous things like having a customer's cell phone.
Who?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
It's your neighbor. Hey, I'm going to be...
Which one?
Oh, it's Steve.
Oh, yeah.
I ordered an Amazon delivery, but I accidentally put your address on it, and they're going to deliver it starting at 4 a.m., somewhere between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. So I'm going to sit out on your porch. Okay?
So it's going to be on your porch?
No, I accidentally gave him your address.
Oh.
So can I just sit on your porch from 4 in the morning until 7?
What kind is it? What are you getting?
What's in the package?
Yeah, I mean, nobody's going to bother at 4 in the morning.
Oh, no, they have delivery at 4. The choice was 4 to 7 in the morning or 7 to 11 in the morning, and I chose 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. I'm just going to sit out there and wait for my package so nobody steals it.
Well, I've never had any problem ever here.
Yeah, but you never know at night.
Street, you mean, or what? You sitting in the street in the car, or what?
Oh, no, I'll just sit on your porch. Maybe I can maybe I can do just some light hedge work.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean, yeah, right?
Yeah, right.
What do you mean, yeah, right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, I just live down the road a little bit. I'm going to be sitting on your porch tonight from 4 to 7, so don't be concerned if you see me out there. I'm just going to walk down, okay?
No, it's not going to work.
I'm two blocks away.
Yeah. It won't work that way.
Yeah, but it's we're getting close there. You know, it's almost 4 a.m., right? I think it's like 1:30.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was actually serious about, you know, I could trim some bushes or whatever while I'm out there. You know, just make myself useful while I'm waiting.
Yeah.
You're okay with that?
No.
You just said, yeah. You're sending me mixed messages, sir. Sir. Hello, Mark. Mark. Why are you being like this? We're neighbors. You're not going to try and steal my package, are you? Because I'm going to meet the delivery person out there. If he shows up at 5. Because, you know, the weirdos come out at night. And you don't know who's going to be out there looking for packages to steal at nighttime. What? What's up? Mark? I can't hear you. Mark? Okay, well, I gotta go. I'll see you at 4, okay? Bye. I'm gonna get an hour or two of sleep real quick. I don't know why you're being so weird. I just want to get my package. I just made a dumb mistake. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm gonna hang up if you're not gonna say anything, but I hear you breathing. So you're not fooling anybody. Okay, bye. All right. I did not really hear him breathing. Do you guys get that option where you live? Because we do. Like, I order something from Amazon, like, in the evening or whatever, and they're like, hey, we can deliver that to your house at 4 in the morning. And, you know, they have all these options, like 4 to 7, 7 to 11, or just sometime during the normal business hours. But just this past year, I think they've been doing the 4 to 7 in the morning thing, and a person will actually show up at our house at 4 in the morning and drop off a package. It's the darndest thing. Also, as long as I'm asking everybody questions about Amazon that they have to answer in the comments, let me know if you have 4 to 7 a.m. delivery times or anything weird like that. But how long does it take you to get stuff typically? Are you all getting it next day now? Because I have a friend that lives in a bigger city than me, and he doesn't get next day. But here in Portland, Oregon, where I live, we get next day usually. Sometimes a couple days, sometimes, you know, a week. But usually it's immediately. Like, if I order something in the morning, it shows up by 10 p.m. a lot of times.
The number you have reached is not in service. This is a recording.
So tell me how jealous you are if this doesn't happen to you, please, so I can make fun of you. Wow, this person's name is Faye Riggleman. I usually don't say full names on this show, but come on. Faye Riggleman.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Faye, are you there? It's your neighbor, Steve. Hello. Pick up the phone. Faye? Faye, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Faye. Is this Faye?
Pardon?
It's your neighbor. It's Steve.
Oh, hi, Steve.
Hi. Hey, I've got an Amazon delivery. I accidentally sent it to your house. And I think they said it's going to show up at 4 in the morning. Is it okay if I sit on your porch tonight?
Okay.
Okay. Just to get the package, you know, I won't cause any trouble out there.
Thank you.
Do you need any yard work done while I'm sitting around waiting?
Why not?
Okay, I'll mow your lawn. I've got one of those loud cast mowers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, thank you. You're so nice, especially compared to my neighbor, Gary.
Okay.
he's the worst, but I really like you. Thank you so much for being nice.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, good night. Sleep well. Whoa. Wait, why do I have that? What is this? I'm confused. Is this my system, or is this their system? My system doesn't make this song, I don't think. This is weird. Let me hit a button.
I am Whoa. Sorry, but that's not a valid extension. Please try again.
Oh. Wait. No. Oh, I turned it off. I think maybe that was my system. Darn it, but that doesn't usually happen. Is that the song my asterisk plays? I didn't know that, and I don't like it. You know, you guys better not bother that Faye lady. I mean, please don't, because she's a sweet old lady, and she's okay with me sitting on her porch and mowing her lawn in the middle of the night. I just typed her name into Google to make sure that her phone number didn't pop up immediately, but pretty much I just see her entire family's dead. It's all a bunch of find a grave sites. Whoa, this guy's last name is Robotnik. Is that actually a real name? Robotnik?
Hello.
Oh, hello, John. I mean Larry, not John. Sorry. Larry! Fuck. I was looking at the wrong name on this list.
Hello?
Listen here, Larry. I don't appreciate you hanging up when I'm trying to do telemarketing work.
Who?
I'm trying to telemarket to you, and you just hung up on me.
You got the wrong number.
No, this is Larry, right? Larry, you're going to miss out on so many deals, Larry. Yeah, I messed that up by calling him John, but it kind of sounds like maybe he wasn't Larry either.
Township Police Department, what can I do for you?
Oh, don't lie. Hey, John, this is Steve from Comcast.
Who is this?
Steve from Comcast.
Yeah, I can't hear you. You got to speak up.
You fake policeman. I just wanted to say you look nice today. That's all. You don't have to be weird about it.
I don't know. You reach a township police department number.
Oh, that's weird. It sounds like I reached some guy in his bed, but you claim to be the police department. Listen here, John. I just called to say that you look nice today.
Fuck off.
You look especially nice today. Your hair is all combed. Oh, shit. I hung up, but it sounded like he was maybe picking back up at the same time. I may have fucked that up. Darn, darn, darn.
Hi, this is John. You know what to do. I'll get back to you.
Aw. Freaking John. That was the same John. That was his cell phone number. That would have been great if he picked that up. You know, I should have left a message on John's wireless voicemail and just told him that it's illegal to impersonate the police department. You shouldn't do that. You don't want to get in any legal trouble. Because they don't appreciate it when people impersonate them.
Please leave your message for
Alden.
Oh, hey, Alden, are you there? Pick up the phone. Hello, Alden, it's your neighbor. Are you home? Pick up. Alden, hello. Pick up the phone, Alden. Hello, pick up. It's your neighbor, it's Steve. Hello, Alden. Oh, hey, someone else is calling me. Hold on, Alden, I'm going to put someone else on. Hello?
Hello, Steve, this is Officer Smith, Police Department. How you doing?
Great.
So, I just got off the phone with one of our residents, and he got a phone call from you saying that you had mistakenly delivered a package to his house. Is that accurate?
No, I made a mistake. It's my address after all. Sorry about that.
Okay, it is your address?
Yeah. Silly me. Sorry about that.
How'd you get his name and all that stuff?
Oh, I looked it up on the internet. I'm a computer whiz. All right, bye.
Hold on.
No. No, thank you. Crap, you guys. I don't want to talk to the police. Not right now. At least he was amused by me, though.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Dennis.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Steve from AT&T Wireless. One of our customers lost their phone, and they say it's showing up at your address. And we looked on our computer, and it shows it's right inside your house. Can you find that phone? Do you know why you would have their phone?
No.
Well, where is it? Like, is it in, like, where, how did you end up with their phone inside your house?
How did I end up with whose phone?
Oh, it was Mrs. Stuman's phone.
Who?
Mrs. Stuman, she's a sweet old lady, and she came in, and she said her phone was lost or stolen, and we checked the map, no, it's at your house, sir.
You what?
It's in your house. Can you look around and find her phone? I could call it and make it ring. Can you walk?
Yeah, go ahead, do that.
Okay, I'm ringing it right now. It's ringing. You hear it? It might be vibrating.
No, there's nothing here.
I don't know. It shows right here on your...
There's been nobody like that anywhere near my house.
Yeah, but well, you probably were out somewhere, and maybe you just got a little case of sticky fingers, you know? It happens to all of us, and you just decided
maybe
to...
Maybe what?
You might have just gotten a case of sticky fingers and decided to steal someone's cell phone. It happens. You're not in any trouble.
Oh, I did?
Well, maybe. I'm just saying.
Listen, this is a bunch of crap, pal.
Well, no. I'm just saying you're not in any trouble.
Trouble? Hell no. You just woke me up in the middle of the night.
Well, yeah, that's because you have a stolen cell phone in your house. Can you just get up?
No, I don't have any cell
phone. You get up out of bed and you look for that stolen cell phone, sir.
That's what I've been doing, walking around,
Mrs. Steumann wants her cell phone back.
Yeah, well, I don't have it.
She's got that number on all her business cards. Come on.
Well, there hadn't been anybody near this place like what you're talking about, my friend.
Why are you stealing from old ladies when you're out in public?
You know, you're so full of shit.
You know, that wouldn't even cross my mind to do something like that.
Yeah, have a good life, pal.
Why are you stealing Mrs. Steumann's cell phone, sir?
Why don't you give me your phone number? I'm going to call...
Why don't you look on your caller ID and get my phone number yourself, dummy?
Yeah, okay.
And
have a good life.
I hope you find Jesus. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, please help Dennis find his way and help him stop stealing. Did you hang up, Dennis? Yeah, he's gone. Man, I love this idea. I feel like I could call up businesses with the same thing, you know, during the day, though, and try to get them to walk around their businesses looking for this stolen cell phone. Maybe I could fool them by playing some ringing into the telephone. You know what? I've got some voicemails here, and I'm going to play them right now, right in the middle of the show, right in the middle of the prank calls. Isn't that weird? Here's one of them.
Get your skanky fat ass out of bed.
Get your skanky fat ass out of bed.
Get your skanky fat ass out of bed.
So that's from an area that I was pranking the other night, late at night, the same area that I'm calling right now. And I don't know, maybe she's somebody who I left, a pickup message or something. That's my guess. And I thought I had another one in here. No, I can't find it. I just have this old man that needs his washing machine repaired. Darn, I thought I had at least one more to play for y'all.
Hello, we can't come to the telephone right now. Leave us a message.
Larry, are you home? Larry, hello, it's your neighbor. It's Steve. Hello, Larry?
Hello.
Oh, thank goodness you picked up.
What's going on?
I'm glad you had the phone like right there and, you know, you didn't like fall down the stairs running after the extension on the wall. Whew.
So you called?
Oh, yeah. I've got a Amazon delivery coming to your house tonight. It's an accident. I gave them your address. But they're gonna deliver it between 4 and 7 in the morning tonight. So can I just sit on your porch during those hours?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I thought you would have a problem with that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I can do some yard work if you need me to, you know, just to make myself useful.
I didn't shovel the driveway. I mean, the sidewalk at all.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll get to work on that.
I wonder how your phone came through.
What do you mean?
I got my telephone set so it wouldn't ring in the middle of the night.
Oh, I called it 7 times. And that,
you did.
That disables the ring turn off feature.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I called it 7 times. Each time playing 2600 hertz into the phone, and that fools the telephone company's equipment into ringing your phone.
You can sit on the front porch. That's fine.
Thank you so much. I'll be gone by 7 a.m. I really appreciate you.
Okay, that's fine.
Were you sleeping when I called?
Yeah, you know what time it is?
Oh, what time is it?
2 o'clock.
Exactly 2 o'clock?
No, 2:11.
Oh, 2:11 a.m. Anyway, yeah, sorry about that. Were you dreaming?
No.
Are you sure?
I was asleep, so.
Yeah, but if you were asleep, you're probably dreaming. Don't be embarrassed. Like, it's okay. I won't make fun of your dream.
Okay.
What were you dreaming about? Did you just fart?
No, I moved a chair.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I moved a few chairs today, too.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, sorry to wake you, or thank you so much. You're the best.
Okay, then.
Bye.
Okay, bye now.
Moved a chair, yeah, right. I know a fart when I hear a fart. Well, was he sleeping in a chair or something? A chair with legs on it? I don't think I believe Larry. Because if he was sleeping, he would have had a dream to tell me about immediately.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Jim.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Dave, your neighbor.
Who?
Steve Dave, your neighbor.
Okay.
Hey, my AT&T wireless phone is missing, and it shows that
your what?
My phone, my cell phone.
Yeah.
It's missing, and it's at your house. It shows that it's at your house.
Your cell phone?
Yeah.
Like, who's calling?
This is Steve. I'm a neighbor of yours.
Oh, Steve, Steve,
Yep.
Tell me your last name.
Oh, Days.
Who?
Days. I don't live, like, on your street. I live on Haddon Road, which is, you know, around the corner from you.
Yeah.
I live down the way a little bit. But, yeah, I just need my cell phone. Why is my cell phone at your house? I have a, you know, family tracking plan, and it shows my cell phone is right in your house.
Well, it ain't here. Trust me.
Well, I don't know. I kind of trust the government's GPS system because it's got good accuracy, and it's, I don't know, it shows it's right in your house.
No, it's not.
Why are you hiding my phone?
Huh?
Why are you hiding my phone?
Don't be silly. Why don't you just call the police if you got a problem?
No, this is not a police matter. I'm sure it's a mistake of some sort. I don't think you'd steal my phone, but... I don't know, my phone.
How would I have your phone?
I don't know why you have it, but it's in your house. It seems to be on the left, or I guess you'd call it the right side if you're looking at the house.
I don't know where you got your information.
Oh, from the AT&T. And they've got the AT&T website, because they've got, you know, tracking. And it shows that my phone is in your house. Or it could be on your roof.
Well, somebody threw it up there. What do you want me to do about it?
Well, can I come over and check and see if it's up there?
What's that?
Can I come over and check and see if it's on the roof or in one of the gutters?
No.
Oh, why not?
Ain't nobody coming over my house right now.
Why not? I'm a late night person. I'm up. I'm like awake.
Huh?
I'm awake. It's fine. I don't mind. I'm a late night person.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
Yeah, well, I won't
come
even...
come near my house, I'll call the police.
Well, no, I was just going to get on the roof and see if my cell phone was up there. Yeah,
well, wait till daytime, okay?
The GPS, the coordinates...
What?
The GPS coordinates, they don't show the you know, the up and down. The horizontal, the latitude. I mean, the, you know... I don't know if it's
crazy
on your...
or something, or what's your problem?
It could be on your roof, it could be in your basement. I don't know. Can you tell that wife of yours, Wanda, in the background to shut up?
Man, you gotta be drunk or something.
I'm not drunk. I just want Wanda to shut her mouth.
High on drugs?
No, I don't use drugs. Why would I use drugs?
Oh, and nobody admits that they do.
Well, so that means you're on drugs. You and Wanda are in there doing drugs and going around stealing cell phones from the neighborhood. I want my damn cell phone back.
Well, I'll just call the police right now and tell them you got a problem.
Why are you calling
the
police?
What's your address?
Oh, no, I'm not telling you my address. I told you what street I'm on.
Huh?
You want me to give you my address so you can send the police over? Why would I do that?
Why? Why you bother me at 2:30 in the morning for?
2:30 what? 2:34?
2:30 in the morning.
Oh, 2:31. It's 2:30.
Yeah, why would you bother me at 2:30 in the morning?
2:31. According to my clock, I don't know. Listen, it's just me. It's me, Jim. I was just joshing with you. I'm your friend. I'm your neighbor.
I'm not like a neighbor to me.
I'm the local pedophile.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I'm talking about biking. You know, like
I'm sorry.
I'm part of the biking team called the Pedophiles.
Oh,
but don't try to make it weird and you know accuse me
so
of.
Where you live on Haddon? Where?
Yeah, just down like about four or five houses. But yeah, I was just kidding with you. My cell phone's not really at your house. I was just joshing.
You just what?
I was just joshing with you.
Oh.
So, I'm sorry about that. You should go back to sleep. Were you dreaming when I called, though?
What's that?
Were you dreaming when I called you?
No.
Well, you said you were asleep, right? What were you dreaming about?
I was not dreaming. I'm watching TV right now, okay?
Oh, it's kind of late to be watching TV. Why are you complaining about the time of night it is if you're up?
I'm praying for people like you.
That doesn't make sense. Yeah. You could just be nice and admit that you have my cell phone, except that part was a prank, so just kidding.
You probably dropped it when you were out walking or something.
Yeah, maybe. I was laying out in your backyard.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay. Sleep well tonight, if you ever do sleep. Because, oh my God, it's 2:32 in the morning. Look at that. I got him to not call the police. I was listening to the Milkbox show earlier today, and I guess he came up with the term pedophile, which, you know, like bike pedals. Pedophile. It's a term of endearment for people who like to bike around a lot. So if you know anyone that bikes around a lot, just call them a pedophile. They'll get it. Anyway, I just thought that was the best thing ever, so I thought I'd steal it from Milkbox. Thanks, Milkbox.
Your call has been forwarded to an
altitude. That's the word I couldn't think of with Tom. I was saying latitude or something. I'm such an idiot.
Hello?
Hey, Charles?
Who?
Is this Charles?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve with AT&T Wireless. One of our customers says their cell phone is missing and it's showing up at your house.
Well, he's full of shit.
Do you have Mrs. Steuben's cell phone? Mrs. Steuben is not full of shit. I don't appreciate that. Uh-oh, I'm getting a call back. I think it's somebody I just tried. Oh, wait, no, it's Charles that I just called. Hello?
Yeah, don't you ever call this number again.
Oh, I'm going to call back in about 30 minutes.
I don't care who you call. Don't you ever call this number again.
I'm calling you in 20 minutes. I have a question. Yeah,
I've got an answer. Bye.
No, look, sir, my cell phone's about to die. What's funny is that the caller ID came up as his wife, I guess, Betty. So I felt like I was getting yelled at by Betty just then. Good job with that, Charles.
Hello.
Hello, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? It's Steve.
Steve, who?
What's all that racket in the background? Are you out watching TV?
Yeah.
Oh. Amazon sent me a picture of my package that they just delivered, and it's on your porch. But then I came over to your porch, and it's not there. Did you bring my package inside from your porch?
No.
Are you sure?
Well, number one, who are you?
Oh, this is Steve. I'm your neighbor. I live here on Rocky Crest Drive.
I don't live on Rocky Crest Drive.
What? Yes, you do. Did you move or something?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, I'm the one that came over and measured the perimeter of your house one night. I'm pretty sure.
I haven't lived there in 10 years.
Ugh. Who'd you sell the house to? Do you have their number? Let's call them up together.
I have no idea what their name is.
My name?
No, the people that bought my house.
Oh.
Hmm. Well, darn. They have my package.
Well, I can't help you. I have no idea what's going on over there.
Were you sleeping when I called?
Yes.
What were you dreaming about?
What the hell do you...
No, I just mean, what were you
say
dreaming?
Say goodbye. Goodbye.
What, were you not really sleeping? Because you'd have dreams if you were sleeping. Hello? John? Hello? John, it's your neighbor. Hello, can you hear me? John? John?
Hello.
Oh, hello, are you there? It's your neighbor, it's Steve.
Steve, okay.
Yeah, hey, my cell phone, I'm out taking a walk. I'm getting close to your house. My cell phone's dying. Is it okay if I open up? Can I open up your car hood so I can hook up my cell phone to your battery?
Yeah. So which car is there?
I'm not there yet, but yeah, when I get to your house, I'll just come up there in the driveway and open the car hood, and that way I can charge up my battery on my cell phone.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem.
With your car battery, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'll just clamp on to it.
Not a problem.
I got some big clamps.
There's probably a battery in it.
Yeah. I'll open up all your car hoods and try the batteries in all of them until I get my cell phone all charged up.
Not a problem.
Okay, you're so nice. I appreciate you a lot.
Okay, not a problem, Steve.
Were you sleeping?
No, I'm not even home.
Oh, good. I didn't want to wake you up when you're in the middle of a dream.
No problem.
Do you remember what your last dream was?
Shit, no.
Well, really? Why not?
Yeah.
You must smoke. Shit, I don't know. You must smoke a lot of weed.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be there soon to charge my cell phone. And then I'm going to stop making calls tonight. I think it's time for voicemails. But I love you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I love you.
See ya.
Bye.
See you again. Bye.
Yep. Okay, I don't know why that guy's being so nice. He apparently wasn't even sleeping. I didn't wake him up because he's out partying or something. He kind of sounded like he was sleeping, though. But anyway, you heard the man. It's time for voicemails.
Hi. You're listening to the Snowplow Show voicemails, and you just got butt slammed. Butt slam! Okay, Despicable Dogs, hooray!
All right, thanks Despicable Dogs. That was a good first voicemail to play. The first five voicemails that I've played have just been people yelling at me for taking too long to put out a show. Sorry. I'm going to skip those for now, but when I do a voicemail show, maybe I'll play those because they were very useful voicemails.
First of all, glad you got the phone line straightened out so it doesn't even fucking ring anymore.
What?
Second of all, the White House is allowing podcasters to go in there and be part of the briefing now for President Trump, and I'm thinking, Brad, you should try and get the White House clearance and try and be a reporter in the new media sector. So
they probably wouldn't mind a felon coming to see them. Yeah.
But last question, how the fuck old are you now? I noticed you're starting to bald and shit, but...
What?
Hey, me too, so I can't say too much. Anyway, toodaloo!
I've been balding for like 20 years, and I'm 52 now, or maybe 53. I don't know, I'm not that good at math. It's one of those two.
Hey, Brad, it's Zion Wolf again. Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
So I know you like to plug a lot of your websites, but I noticed sometimes you don't plug the Spotify. I found the Snowplow Show / Phone Losers on Spotify.
Yeah.
So you should tell your listeners. Tell them now.
Hey, listeners.
Tell them right now.
Go to Spotify.
Bye.
And search for Phone Losers. There's not just a Snowplow Show feed, there's a Phone Losers feed that I haven't updated in a while. Or maybe I have, I don't know. I think I still put the every 10th episode of the Hobosodes on there.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
I'm a new subscriber to the Hobo Show. I just want to say I don't regret that shit one bit.
Thank you.
Worth every fucking penny. I just have to say that.
Okay.
I wasn't sold on the free Hobo Shows, Brad. They weren't enough. I listened to the free episodes before I made the decision. That was a terrible idea. I don't know why the fuck I did that. I should have just bought the goddamn Hobo Shows, but if anyone's listening to this,
confused.
Don't fucking listen to the free Hobo Shows. Just pay for them, because there's way better shit.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? Anyways, I don't know where I was going with this. I just want to say I love you, Brad. Say it back. You're sweet. Bye.
Oh, yeah. And I think that guy is saying to be a Hobosode subscriber. You know, I've done recent episodes of the Hobosodes, unlike the Snowplow Show. That's the real reason it's been so long for the Snowplow Shows to happen. I'm just trying to get more subscribers, that's all.
Brad, Lando Cal from Texas.
Hey.
Patreon subscriber. Downloaded just for you, man. So you special. Well, God, I can't talk. Anyway, man, I just listened to
you're fucking this up.
691. You're a kookaboo. Oh my God, I've never heard that before in my life. That's an awesome word.
Yeah.
And that dude that King Richard called about the Amazon tunnels. Yeah, he might be a real psychopath. I think he about lost his shit. The amount of people that threaten to kill you is absolutely crazy. Anyways, 130 seconds. Bye.
Just think if they... Hey, you did 29 seconds. Good job. But just think if all the people that wanted to kill me could kill me, I would be totally killed. And that would kind of suck. But I really hope that Amazon tunnel guy, psychopath, I'm going to kill you guy. I hope he finds himself someday on my website and contacts me and is very angry about the whole thing. Me and King Richard, we looked up information about him, and he's just the most harmless teddy bear ever. That I'm going to kill you guy. He's just a sweetheart. I mean, come on. He was at his grandma's house or something. He probably lives with her. All right, I'm going to play the last voicemail.
It's a cool morning show, right? What's the best way to trip a circuit? Like on the breaker, is it... Do I carry around some weird cord with, like, I cut it off at the end and there's jagged cords, just plug it in and trip it? Or I go to the breaker box? Or which circuit do I switch? I don't know. I love the show.
What are you trying to do? I think you should go to the breaker box and turn off the circuit. Don't be doing dangerous things, even though it sounds hilarious. Or just get a fork and bend a couple of the prongs down and then have two that are facing outward and see if you can jam those into a plug. And make sure you're not wearing any rubber gloves and you're barefoot and standing in a puddle of water. It'll be hilarious. I really didn't understand what he was asking, though. Do you just want to go around tripping breakers? That could be fun. It'd be like a TV be gone, except you're shutting off electricity instead of TV channels. I have got like 10 voicemails for February. It looks like I might have a good 30 or so voicemails for January. I have got to do a voicemail show. I know I keep saying that over and over and over every year. I'm probably 10 years behind now on the voicemails. So I'm really going to do that. I'm going to work on that very, very soon, I promise. I also should have a Hobosode done by the end of this week. I mean, I'll for sure have a Hobosode by the end of this week. I don't know about the voicemail show. I don't know how much editing that's going to take. If that's going to take like forever to put together. But I'm going to start working on that. And hopefully I will be back with a brand new Snowplow show soon. And it won't be like 3 weeks. Sorry about that again, everybody. Thanks to The Catalyst and Spaceball One and SimSpeak, Cactus Mike, and yet another prank call idiot that I can't stand. You are all nice people for supporting my show. Thank you. I'm going to give out some links like that guy said I like to do in the voicemails. So go to worldofprankcalls.com, everybody. That's where there's a bunch of prank call stuff. Go to my homepage at notla.com. That's the home of Brad's Cactus Shack. Go to snowplowshow.com and look at the description for this show and look at all those links in the description. I put them in every single show. There's all kinds of stuff in there. There's like t-shirt stores and sticker stores. We've got a TikTok and a Blue Sky and a bunch of YouTubes. And oh crap, there's my old Twitch link. I need to take that out of there. All right, bye everybody. See you next time.
I'm a rapper, but it doesn't even matter, cause when I see red, I'm a disaster to plaster. I punch the wall faster, wall punch master, plaster blaster. I'm so pissed, I don't give a fuck though, taking my fist and start beating at the stucco. Mom, stop being a bitch, take me to the mall or the walls all fall. When I get mad, I punch the wall, punch the wall,
punch, punch
the wall. When I get mad, I punch the wall, punch the wall,
punch, punch
the wall. I'm so pissed, I can't handle it. taco sandwiches. Fuck this plaster, I wall punch daily. Uppercut mainly.
Hadouken, pooping.
Don't judge me, you don't know me. Try and walk a mile in my fucking shoes. Front page news, speaking of shoes. Mom, take me to the mall. No? I'll punch the fucking wall! Destruction!
Plaster eruption!
I'm gonna give the fucking wall a concussion! This song's a hit, going out to all crews! The number one song for you to punch walls to! So tough, with a real short fuse!
Yeah.
Mom won't take me to the mall! Huh? I'll punch the wall! The number one wall puncher in my town! My mom or the wall's not gonna boss me around! When I get mad, I punch the wall! Punch the wall!
Punch, punch
the wall! When I get mad, I punch the wall! Punch the wall!
Punch, punch
the wall! When I get mad, I punch the wall! Punch the wall!
Punch, punch
the wall! When I get mad, I punch the wall! Punch the wall!
Punch, punch
the wall!
Whoopee. Whoopee, whoopee, whoopee. I'm not enthused about any of it.